From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, serious air. I'm Mike Peskett. It's Thursday, June 12th, 2008. Rachel is taking a little bit of time off, then she'll be back. And since Rachel is the composed one and I'm the more antic one, I'm going to try to kind of average those two. And as I say this, I think back to what I did yesterday, which is go and interview this BMX daredevil. We need more daredevils in this world. This BMX daredevil who will be jumping high over the Manhattan skyline tonight. They built this giant ramp in Central Park, and the ramp he's jumping off of is like 60 feet. It's the ramp he's coming down from, and they have all these cargo containers stacked up. It's huge. It's next to the Sheep Meadow in Bryant Park. And I asked him, are you scared? And he said, yeah, I'm scared. He's going to set a record for the most serious air a BMXer has ever achieved. We're going to do a little BMX quiz on the show. I'm looking forward to it. Also coming up on the show, very serious topic, a crime wave in Darfur that's directed at aid workers who are there to help those affected by fighting between the government and rebels. We'll get a report from the region. Also trying to get internet addiction listed as an official illness in the DSM-5. And here we go, a new look at Dungeons & Dragons. The new edition is coming out, Dungeon Masters Beware. And of course, bikers jumping over Manhattan, all presented in the form of a news quiz. Don't you like a news quiz? Questions need not be in the form of an answer. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first. A tornado struck a Boy Scout camp in western Iowa last night, killing 4 scouts and injuring 40 other people. While the Boy Scouts have not released the names or ages of the four dead, Lloyd Reutstein of the Boy Scouts of America described them as 3 scouts and 1 youth staffer. He told CNN the tornado destroyed the Little Sioux Scout Ranch.
All the buildings are gone. Most of the tents are gone. As I look at the camp now, the trees are mostly destroyed. All you've got is a lot of property, 1,800 acres of property that's destroyed right now.
18-year-old scout leader Tom White was at an administration building on the site when the tornado hit.
We were watching the lightning, and then we saw like a funnel cloud forming right there. So I told him, hit the siren. We have a siren on the admin building, so we turned that on. And it was just like, if we would have been 5 seconds later, like, there would have been way more people gone.
White told Nebraska CBS affiliate KMTV that at least some of the dead were killed when a fireplace collapsed on them. White took cover in a ditch with 2 others.
It was like raining like hard, like normal rain, and then all the wind got sucked out of my lungs, and then it started blowing so hard I couldn't stand up, so I just laid in the ditch.
Fire crews had to clear debris from roads to get rescue teams through. Russ Lawrenson of nearby Mondamin Fire Department says ample help made it to the scene.
We had just lots and lots of EMT and paramedics come and sent to the triage area. I know there was at least 5 for each kid injured.
The scouts were at the camp for a leadership conference. 93 high schoolers and 25 staffers were on site. All victims have been accounted for. Tornadoes also hit Kansas last night, killing at least 2 people in the northeastern part of the state. Tornadoes touched down in Minnesota and Nebraska. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.